Shabbos Yerushalmi corresponding to Shabbos Pavli, Daf Hei Beis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Vav on the Beis at the second Mishnah, that's Halacha Zayin. Eres Kedeliten ben Padfim Chaviroi, Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Yehuda says that the shear for shards of earthenware is to put between pillars so they won't lean. Rebbe Meir Omer Kedei Lachtoif Boyetao. Rebbe Meir says it must be big enough to stoke coals. If you aim to get a cup of revius, this is said it must hold a revius. I'm Rabbi Meir, Afa Pisha Ein, Raya Ladova, Zech Ladova, Meimsa, Vemechtatoi, Cheres, Lachtois, Eish Mikud. The Meir says, although there's no proof for this, there's a hint to my opinion, which is a Pasuk in Yeshayah, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yedalad. Flashing shall not be found, a shard to scoop fire from a hearth. I'm Rabbi Ravyosi, Misham Raya. V'lachsoif ma'im mi geber. Rishi said that's not a proof. The Pasuk says even my share is important, as it says in Yeshayah Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yudalad, the end of that same Pasuk, to scoop water from a cistern. And the Gemara says, V'yuchon amar makadshin boy. V'yuchon says one may be makadish, means for the paradigm waters in a shard of earthenware. V'yuchon melokish amar im makadshin boy. V'yuchon says one may not do so. Rav Lazar asked, why does the Reish Lakish say that one may not be Mekadish in it? If Nesha Einem Mekabal Tumma is because it cannot contract Tumma. Away Klei Gololim Mekle Avon Mekle Adot Mahoi Einem Mekabin Tumma or Mekadshin Bayim. The Gemara says it can't be because Kalim made out of dung and stone cannot, and also of earth are not Mekabal Tumma and one may be Mekadish in them. And the Meshum Sheinem Mekabal Vyeth rather one may not be mekadesh in them because it does not hold a revius. Lemoidushim menokish b'kli cheres cotton sholim kol shehuish mekadeshim boy. Doesn't Rishokish agree about a small whole kli cheres of any size that one may be mekadesh in it? Adenes tam ele meshum she'ein alav teir kli. Rather, the reason is because it does not have the form of a kli. Mekasha al de Yochanan. The soil es ha mikro shetei in a poisel lekadesh mekadeshim boy. The Gemara asks a question against Rabbi Yochanan. Such a kli does not make water inside, means ma'am shu'uvim. It's not considered warm water to disqualify a mikveh, and one may be mekadesh in it. Ela k'Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef amar af shel cheres kol shehu. Now it says rather Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yosi, who says there that cheres of any size, water inside is considered drawn water and disqualifies a mikveh. Klum amar Rabbi Yosef loy. B'shalim, Dilma B'shavah, Anankaimim. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Yosef said so only about a whole kli, does he discuss a broken kli? Tanu v'chir, Messiah lo v'yuchnan, Tanu v'shimen, v'nyuchai, Messiah lo v'shim v'nokish. V'chir taught a vice that supports the v'yuchnan. There's a tesefta in Canaan that says that one may be mekadesh in cheres shards that receive any amount, and v'shim v'nokish taught a vice that supports Reish Lakish. Hanralach Perek Hamoitzi Yayin. We'll begin down the ninth Perek. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Menayin La'akum Shihi Metamad Masa Kaneda. Akiva said, what's the source that an idol has Tumas Masa, which is one who moves it, becomes Tummy? The first Mishnayos of our Perek aren't related to Yom Shabbos. It was taught because they resemble the third Mishnah, which discusses the source to be Mechal Shabbos for a recently circumcised baby. And the Gemara answers, the Mishnah answers the question, Shneimah, Tizrim, Kamoi Dava, Se, Toim Eloi, Ma'inidim, Matam, B'masa, Af, Akva, Matam, B'masa. The answer is, it's a Pasuk in Yeshayah, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Chosbeis, says, Natal and Far, like a Nidah, go out, say to it. Just like a Nidah has Tumas Masa, also idolatry has Tumas Masa. The Gemara says, Ksiv, Toiva, B'nidah, Ksiv, Toiva, B'akon, Ksiv, Toiva, B'sholfin. Written the word Toiva, an abomination, about Nida, Toiva about idolatry, and Toiva about Shvatzin. Siv Toiva ben Nida, Kikashi Yasim upon Toiva Se'ele, the Gomer, Toiva ben Akum, the Lektavi Toiva el Besecha, the Gomer, Toiva ben Shvatzin, the Seichel called Toiva, Aber Eni Yudea le'ed mehen Hukshe. The Gemara says, we have a question, it's written, the word Toiva is written about a Nida, as the Pasuk says in Be'ik, compared to Yudchef Pasuk of Tes, whatsoever does. And from all of these Tayyavoisi's abominations, etc. And it's written Tayyavah about idolatry. As the Pasuk says in Dvarim, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chavav, you shall not bring an abomination to your home, etc. And it says Toiva about Shvatzim, about creeping things, as the Pasuk says in Dvarim, Perek Yudav, the Pasuk Gimel, you shall not eat any abomination. I don't know to which idolatry is equated, whether to Nidah or to Shvatzim. Mikiva Aimer Toiva, Shvu Nidah Huksha, Ma Nidah Metam B'masa, Af Akum Metam B'masa. The Kiva answered, it's equated to Toiva, said about Nidah, just like a Nidah has Tumas Masa, also an idol. I maha Nidah metame ve'evin mesame, av akum metame al gavi ha'evin mesame. The Gemara suggests that just like Nidah is metame to evin mesame, which means if she sits on a rock, she has metame garments underneath it, even if the rock is very heavy or supported on pegs, and she does not weigh down on the garments, idolatry should also be metame to evin mesame. Bisuken b'shem Rav Yehuda, v'ista amen b'shem Rav Chista, moidu v'kiv el chacham she'en akum metame agave evin mesame. Bisuken, quoting Rav Yehuda, and some say it was in the name of Rav Chista, said that Rav Kiva agrees that idolatry is not metame through evin mesame, because this the hekesh to shvatzim helps. Ravonim amri, the teibash v'shvatzim huksha ma'asheret metame behesed af akum metame behesed. And another answer, one says that idolatry is equated to shvatzim, just like a sheretz has only tumas hesed, or idolatry has only tumas hesed, and Yerushalmi tumas hesed means touching. Ima sheretz metame bekadosha, af akum metame bekadosha. And it will suggest just like the volume of a lentil of a sheretz is metame, so the volume of a lentil of idolatry should be metame. Rizera, Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Nachman, b'shem Rav Loza v'yavo, b'shem Rav Yerchanan, and the Gemara rejects that Zera quoting Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Nachman quoting Rav Loza, and Rabbi Yehoshua quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that the Pasuk says in Tehillim Perek Vav Pasuk Choses, they became attached to Baal Pa'or and ate sacrifices of the dead. Just like a kezayis of a mace of a dead is metame, so a kezayis of idolatry is metame. Ima hamace, they metame be mishi yachnis roish and svoi yochal avakum mishi yachnis roish and svoi. Once it's just like a mace is metame, one who enters the same tent from when he enters the tip of his finger, so idolatry should be metame from when he enters the tip of his finger. Titsa and titsa, nibaisa manuga, ma baisa manuga, aji yachnis roish of rubai, avakum, aji yachnis roish of rubai. The Gemara rejects how we learn from the Gezer Shava of the word netitsa from the case of a house of Saras, just like the house of Saras is not metame until he enters his head or most of his body. Also, idolatry is not metame until he enters his head and most of his body. Amar b'chananya, v'yisemeres, she'in tumas akum mechoveres, v'leikain, mekisha lekalem, v'ein mekisha lehamorim. B'chananya said that tumah of idolatry is not minatoru, it's only midrabanan, because if not, why would we equate it to what is lenient and not equate it to what is stringent? Amar b'imana, mechoveresi, v'lamahu, mekisha lemeis, l'sheretz, l'amed, mehem, l'kalem sheba. B'imana rejected that and said, no, it's actually minatoira, why is it equated to a mace and a sheretz? You must say that it's to learn from them their leniencies. If we learn stringencies, we would not need the gezer shava of netitza netitza. Hadadad amar ba'akum shavua, about b'shlema afilu kol shavu. We said that the kezayis of idolatry is matame, this refers to a broken idol, but whole idolatry, even a small amount, a tiny amount, is matame. Amar Rav Huna, Rabbi Chama Bar Gurion, b'shem Rav Habal Roish, Gevir Haya, I should say, Uka Afoin, Haya, V'yasimu Lahem, Valbis Lelehim. And the sources, says Rav Huna, quoting Rav Chama Bar Gurion, quoting Rav, the idolatry of Baal was in the form of a male organ, of the size of a pea, as the Pasuk says, in Shoftim Perek Ches, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, and they made themselves Baal Bris as a god. In my time of the Bekiva, Taz Ta'avenu Kenida. What is the Bekiva's reason to make the main Hekesh to Nida? The Pasuk says, in Zorim Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chavav, you shall utterly abhor it like a Nida, meaning give it the greatest Tumah. Ma Tamen Drabonon, Shaket Tishaksenu Kishwarsim. What is the Rabbanon's reason to make the main hekesh to sheretz? Shaket to shaksenu, we shall make it repulsive like shvatzim. Sheket is like sheretz. Nama taimen rabbonon taimen de bikiva, taiv tavenu, Ta'ehu Nablayev. How do Rabbanan expound Rabbi Akiva's source? They say, expel it and disgrace it. Namakam Rabbi Akiva, Talmud Rabbanan, Shakesu Shaksenu, Shakseyu Nablayev. How does Rabbi Akiva expound Rabbanan's source? Shakesu Shaksenu, like Shvatzim, make it disgusting, like Shvatzim. In Nahein Rabbanan Nablayev. How do Rabbanan say that one should disgrace it? Rabbi Shmuel, Yavol B'Shem, Rabbi Lazar, say Taimalai, Soya Taimalai, Se'iyu, Nableyu, Eshekuru Noisai, Pnei Melech, Kuru Noisai, Pnei Kelev, Enkos, Enkots, Gadja Galia. Rabbi Shmuel, quoting Yavol, quoting Rabbi Lazar, said, when the Pasuk says in Yishai Perek Laman Pasuk Chav Beis that we had, say Taimalai, say to it, and call it, we say Soya, call excrement, Se'iyu, disgrace it. When they call Pnei Melech, we call it Pnei Kelev, what they call Enkos, we call Enkot, which is a thorn. Gadja, we call Galia, which means revealing Elva. The Tanchum of Hashem of Huna, Hai Asher, Beis Oin, Mekedem, the Beisel, Mekedem, Hei Poin, I said Beisel, the Asher Poin, I said Beis Oin. The Tanchum of quoting of Huna said, which is an apostle in Yeshua, per Zion, apostle base, to I, which is next to Beis Oven, on the east side of Beisel. We learn from there, initially, Nikedem, initially they called it Beisel, and now they called it Beis Oven. Tani B'Shem of Laza, Le'vorta, Hikois, Amda, Koyunose, Amida. Baisa says they said in the name of Laza, we don't want to call it Amda, which is an honorable name, but rather we call it Amida. Amabi Abba Bakahana, Taman, Svochim, Nefala, Taba, Amda, Resochen, Elchoit, Shamimim, Maglaim, Amida. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana said that there in Babel they call a good act an Amda, and they call a urinal an Amida. Now Makayim Rabbi Kiva say Taimelai. What does Rabbi Kiva learn from the phrase in the Pasuk, say Taimelai? Rabbi Yosef Rabun, Rabbi Huna, B'Shem Rabbi Yosef, Mekan, She'en Oimim La'adam say Adjiachnes Reishu Rabbi. Rabbi Yosef Rabun, quoting Rabbi Huna, quoting Rabbi Yosef, said that this teaches that we don't tell a person to leave until he enters Reishu Rabbi, less than that is not Matamehim.